When I left, I still had my third 77. Definitely not a lucky number for me, and the humiliation of being a seminar leader trailing far behind my ever-grateful students. The last hurdle was the final. No matter what grade I got, it wouldn't cancel 3 C-pluses. I might as well kiss the scholarship goodbye. Besides, what was the use? I could cram till my eyes teared, and the result would be a crushing 77. I skipped studying. I felt I knew the material as well as I ever would. Hadn't I reread the books many times and explained them to my buddies? Wasn't The Wasteland resounding in my brain? The night before the final, I treated myself to a movie. I sauntered into the auditorium and decided that for once I'd have fun with a test. I marooned all the writers we'd studied on an island and wrote a debate in which they argued their positions. It was silly, befitting my nothing-to-lose mood. The words flowed. All that sparring with Dr. Jane made it effortless. A week later, I strolled down to the ground floor, ground zero for me, and unearthed my test from the heaps of exams. There, in red ink on the blue cover, was an A. I couldn't believe my eyes. I hurried to Dr. Jane's office. He seemed to be expecting me, although I didn't have an appointment. I launched into righteous indignation. How come I received a C-plus every time I slaved, and now, when I'd written a spoof, I earned an A?